Here we go. You got to give God his first. Little series title, today's message. Here it is. Say that with me. Give God first place. One more time. Give God first place. It's 2019. Who is just shocked you live this long? Let me see some hands. That's just crazy, ain't it? It's going to be 2020. Remember the show 2020? I watched it, never thought I'd see it. 2020's coming. It's crazy. 2019. Why not this year? You say, well, maybe next year. Some of you, you're getting close. And we never know, any of us. We better go ahead and make a decision. Mama said it. You got to give God his first. What does that mean? It means give God first place. Give God first place in your life. Well, what's that mean, Clark? Why should I? Well, I think I'll try to make the case for you this morning. Why should I give God first place? Push me, buddy. One of the greatest verses in all the Bible. Now, the Bible's full. You should read the entire word. But I'm telling you what, you need to get some, and you just need to chew on it. Take it in. Memorize it. This is one of those right here. Say it with me. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. What a powerful verse. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Rod, just push me, buddy, cause of time. What does it mean to put God first? That's what we want to talk about. You tell me, preacher, that I give God first place. Well, what does it mean to do that? What does it mean to put God first in my life? I like to talk plain Jane English, okay? So here we go. What does it mean? I want to do that. Give God first place. You got to give God his first. That's what your mama said. She gave her life. She gave her, you know, her heart, her life, gave her all. How do I even do that? Well, you give God first place. Give him first place. It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So what is the fear of the Lord? It's reverencing God. Now, that's some fancy word. It means you're supposed to come in quiet to church and you can't make a sound. No, it doesn't mean that at all. Amen. People come here sometimes and they're like, you're too loud. They equate my loudness with not being reverent. That's bull. Wouldn't it be that simple if reverencing God just meant I'm just quiet? Church is like, shh. Then everybody could do it, right? This is a challenge, man. Reverence means an old-fashioned word, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Say it with me. Respect. Respect the Lord. What's being quiet there at the church got to do with respecting the Lord? I mean, respect him. Respect his word. What he says is true. Quit arguing with him. Amen. The respect of the Lord, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That's where we start. Give God first place. Give him the respect that he deserves. First! Amen or not? Yes or no? First place. Give God the priority in your life. You have priority over me, Lord. I belong to you. Give God his rightful position. Where is that? Umaro uno in my life. Did you hear me or not? Give God first place in your life, in my life. It's just not something we do. A lot of times it comes through hurt. I hate to tell you that. We're so prone to living our life the way we want to live our life until the mess hits the fan. And God gets our attention, and then all of a sudden, well, look at that. I guess I ain't all that after all, am I? Or you royally screw up your life, and yet God is there, and he didn't forsake you. It just takes stuff like that generally to do that. Guys, I mean, this is great. This is what we need to do. It's almost a quest that we're on to put God first. It's not, well, I'm going to put God first, and there it is. It's a journey. But this journey is reverencing God, respecting God, believing God, knowing God loves me. If everybody else turns on me, you never will. Amen. Yes or no? To know that no matter what I go through, the valley of the shadow of death, you're with me. I'll fear no evil. Amen. Say, are you hearing me? If I lose everything and don't have nothing, but I got you, I can make it. I can make it. If the doctor gives a bad report, you're with me, Lord. all my anxiety, all my care I cast on you. No matter what happens, all things work together for good to them that love God. See, that was Mama. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? The life that she lived, the tough things she had to face. But you know what? God is good. Just because somebody does bad to you does not mean God did bad to you. Did you hear me? Just because you lost your job didn't mean God fired you. Okay, say. Yes or no? Well, I lost the house. Well, God didn't snatch it from you. Did you hear me? God is good. Give him credit for that sun coming up this morning. Would you do that? Yes or no? We're so quick to say, well, God let this happen, and God let this happen. We never stop and think, but thank you, Lord, for that sun coming up. Thank you that you put it just where it is, because if it's any closer, we'd all burn up. If it's any further away, we'd freeze to death. Thank him for the things that he does. The rain, the oceans don't go but so far, otherwise we'd all drown. I mean, God is a great God. Amen. Give him the respect he deserves. Quit bad-mouthing God. That's all Satan has on us as believers in Christ. That he gets us and gets us in that whining mode, and we bad-mouth the Lord. We blame him. That's not fearing the Lord. Blaming God. So fear the Lord. Why should I do this? Why should I do this? Well, I'm glad you asked me. Well, it's the beginning of knowledge. This is where you can get some smarts. Putting God first is the foundation of true knowledge and understanding. I grew up not knowing there was a God. I grew up not knowing anything about science and the planets and space and how things happen and the human body. It's crazy, isn't it? God, you're awesome. He helps me with decisions I've made. I grew up in a home did not teach me one thing. I learned everything opposite of how to be a good husband. How many are like me? You saw a lot of stuff you knew you shouldn't do. Let me see some hands. I saw what I shouldn't do. Where did I learn how to love my wife? God's word. Fearing him. Respecting it. Well, if it says it right there, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Well, I need to respect that and do that. Yes or no? Why didn't my kids grow up me slapping them? Whap! Because I could have. Because the Bible says, fathers, say it with me if you know it. Provoke not your what? Children to what? Wrath. It's just people in this church that know the word. You hear me? That's how you learn, man. But if I've got no respect for that book, there's one way to God the Father, Jesus says. I am the way, the truth, the life. Why have I learned that he's the only way to God the Father? Where did I learn that from? From his what? Word. When I'm going through hard times and I don't feel like I can make it, but I know he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Where did I learn that from? From his what? Respecting his what? Word. See, that's the beginning, man. You put your faith in God. You put your trust in God. Put him first in your life. Say that with me. You'll be what? And not a what? The fool has said in his heart, there is what? No God. Plain English, that verse, it really says, here's what it says. A couple little words added there. The fool has said in his heart, no God. How many times we're foolish when we say no? Because he doesn't have first place in our life. I'm going to do it my way. Give God first place in 2019. This is a great start right here. Then we're going to walk out there and we're going to cement that decision at those crosses. Amen? This morning, what will putting God first in my life do for me? What will it do for me, preacher? Well, let's just build a case. Well, I'll have understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is what? I'm going to have some understanding. I'm going to have good judgment in my life. When I put God first, I'm going to have good judgment. How many, looking back over your life, you've made some really dumb decisions? Let me see some answers. Some dumb decisions. That is not God's will for your life. He wants you to have good judgment. And make what kind of decisions? That's what he wants out of our life. That's what putting God first will do for you. I seek him first. Seek God first and his righteousness, and then all these other things will be added unto you. Is that what the Bible says? Sure does. Don't you want to make right decisions this year? Why do you want to fall into another hole? Make another bad choice? Amen. Come on. Keep looking. What else will I get if I put him first? I'll have a longer life. What? Look at the scriptures. The fear of the Lord does what? It prolongs your days. But the years of the... And don't argue on this. Respect what his word just said. Yeah, but I knew somebody, they were really good and they died when they were 29. Don't be hard-headed. Have a brain and common sense and know that if you do the things that the word of God says, there's a pretty good chance you're going to live a good, long life. Yes or no? That's just the God-honest truth. That's what putting God in first place is. Quit arguing and having conversation. Well, you know, Sister Soames, she died at 33. Crazy people. Don't you want to live longer, yes or no? No, it's too hard. Well, I'm sorry then. Good grief, man. So what will happen when I put God first place? I'll have understanding. I like that. Now, I didn't come up with this stuff. These are all scriptures. I didn't know any of this. I'll live longer, healthier, by making right choices, yes or no. Amen. How about this one? I'll be sharp, sharp, and escape the traps of the devil. You mean if I put God first in my life, I'm going to have a pretty good chance of being sharp. The fear of the Lord is a what? Is a what? It's a fountain of life to depart from the what? There's a lot of snares out there that the devil puts in our way. You have an adversary, the devil, who goes about as a what? Roaring lion, seeking to do what to you? Devour you, eat your lunch. I'm going to be sharp. If I put God first, I'm going to be sharper. We spend the money. Go listen to some joker, some guru. Going to teach me how to do this. Going to teach me. And you got the word of the living God, the Holy Spirit, the living God's inside of you. And you can be as sharp as a tack man. And you can even be from Rockingham. That is hilarious. Joey and Linda Bird last week came when they walked up to this campus and they saw it because they're from Rockingham. There ain't nothing like this in Rockingham where I come from. I mean, if this was in Rockingham, it would be the college. Because the government paid for it. You understand? But you just don't do stuff like this. Well, guys, I'm from Rockingham. I was one of the poorest people in Rockingham. God saved my sorry tail and my drunk mama. And the rest is history. What did I learn? How did I learn? I learned from God's word. Now, that doesn't mean I did all this. No. But through all the years, God gave me people and put people with me and walk inside me and being challenged and encouraged with one another. And we've seen great things happen for the glory of God. And I love it when all the town came out yesterday, many of them, and the movers and shakers. And guys, I'm one of them. And that's hilarious right there. And God gets all the what? It's all the credit. Because see, he has first place. He'll help you be sharp in your life. Don't you want to escape the traps of the devil? How many would say as a testimony to the Lord, God has helped me. He's given me some smarts and some sharpness. And he sure helped me out of some pitfalls and mess in my life. Can we just give him some credit? Come on, let's do that this morning. Come on. Thank you, Lord. We ain't that bright. Amen. This is what putting God first will do. I've heard a message on putting Jesus first. Okay. This is practical. That's why I want to do it. How about this one? I'll be satisfied. I'll have a blessed life, and I'll be satisfied. So many people, they just wind their way till they get wherever they're going. They're so miserable, not happy, not content. That is not God's will. It gives God a bad name. I'm a Christian, but you whine your way all the time. It's pitiful. Who wants to follow that? Not me. Look at this. These are all scriptures. The fear of the Lord tends to life. Say it with me. And he that hath it shall abide what? And shall not be visited with what? And again, don't throw in God's face. Yeah, but you let mama get shot. My mother did get shot. God didn't let that happen. An evil man shot my mother. I'm not going to turn on God. That's not the norm, guys. That's not the norm. Sometimes people are in devilish situations. Sometimes you're married to the devil. Excuse me. Sometimes children grow up in a home with a horrible, abusive parent. Can't put that on God. I'm just telling you. But even us that came out of bad situations, when we start putting God first in our life, we start reading His Word, I tell you what, we have a blessed life. Don't feel sorry for me. You hear me? Yes or no? I feel sorry for Gary growing up from Rockingham. Don't you ever feel sorry for me. God has blessed me. I'm glad I didn't grow up with everything. Now I know what it is to be blessed. And nobody can take that from me. Because He gave that to me. You hear me? That's good, baby. I've been safe. I've been safe. I'm in a high profile position. People could come in here. People could see me. People put hate on me that don't even know me. Because I stand in the line to God. I don't know. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm just saying, when people look at me, many times I can be the enemy. Because they have a bad view of God. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know He holds my tomorrow. And the bottom line is, He's blessed my life. I'll probably get to heaven one day. I got to quit doing that, getting so loud like that. I'll get to heaven one day and I might find out how many times God saved me. God spared me from some man or somebody wanting to come to my house to kill me because they didn't like what I stood for or what I preached. Did you hear me? But I still take precautions even though I'm here. So you're surrounded in this place with a lot of people with guns. So have at it. I'm still a good old American. Amen. Say, I think that's wisdom. Did you hear me?
Don't tell them to have at it.
No, don't have at it. No, we'd rather you not do that. Please don't. I'm sorry. See, that's wisdom coming over the microphone. You know we're the only church probably that has the tech guy with a microphone. Don't you want to be blessed, satisfied, and saved? Guys, I got to fly. I'm running on at the mouth. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise what I just talked about. Oh, you're crazy. Oh, it don't work. Oh, it doesn't work. All this happened, all that. That's just a fool arguing with Scripture. Giving God first place is saying, you know, I'm going to hush my mouth. I'm going to read the book. I'm going to believe the book one promise at a time. I'm going to start living my life like that. Just a day at a time. 24 is all I got. So how do you give God first place then? It's good for me. I saw that. How do I do it? Number one, it's going to take some effort. It's not going to come by osmosis. Getting a button, signing a card. No, it's going to take some work. My son, if you'll receive my words. And you got to do what? Say it with me. You got to what? Hide what? My commandments inside you. I can't tell you the number of times my tails got out of a ditch because God's word was in my heart. And I could pull it out. What? And I didn't even know I'm pulling it out. The Lord's helping me. Amen. Come on. Listen to and treasure God's word. So that you incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Tune in and concentrate on God's word. This is of a Proverbs chapter 2. Yea, if you cry after knowledge and you lift up your voice for understanding. So number three, pray for understanding. So get His word. Hide it in your heart. Take that effort. And then start praying. Pray, pray, pray. Lord, help me understand. I don't know this. I didn't grow up with this. That might be you. You might be like me. But Lord, help me understand this, please. If you seek her as silver, you search for her as a hid treasure. That's how we're to seek God's word, like a treasure. I want to be smart. What's better than making good decisions? Well, I wish I had a lot of money. People win the lottery and go broke in a year because they're stupid to begin with. I'm sorry. Throwing money. A lot of parents throw money at their kids. Here, like throwing it into the trash can. It's crazy. If you're throwing stuff at stupid, it's a good chance it's going to stay stupid. It's not going to stick, okay? You got to seek, baby. Seek God's word. Tell Him, I'm going to give you credit for helping me be smart. I'm going to give you credit for helping me make good choices. Oh, God, I'm going to seek it. Then you'll have understanding. That's what the Bible says. It's going to take work, but then you're going to have understanding. You're going to respect the Lord, and you're going to have the knowledge of God. You mean I'm going to have the knowledge of God? Absolutely. You'll be able to fear the Lord, respect Him, know right when it happens. No, that ain't right. No, that ain't right. Oh, that's right. Don't you want to live life like that? You have the choice. So it's going to take some effort. So here it is. Listen, concentrate, pray, and seek. Say those four words. Listen, concentrate as you read His Word, pray, and then do what? Seek. Proverbs 2, read it sometimes. Just Proverbs 2, settle down right there. Book on wisdom. About giving God first place. So it's going to take effort. That's number one, takes effort. Number two, how can I give God first place? Number two, it's going to take what? I don't know. I guess I ain't as bright as I thought I was. You're God and I'm not. We say that a lot around here, don't we? God's God and I'm not. God's holy, holy, holy. I ain't. Talk like that. Think like that. Believe like that. Don't be wise in your own eyes, the Bible says. Do what? Respect the Lord. Fear the Lord. And depart from what? This is not right. I'm wrong. I'm the nut here. You're not the wrong one. I am. Talk to Him like that. Humble yourself. This is my plain English for you today. Say these words with me. Don't be impressed with you. Say it again. Don't be impressed with you. Be impressed with Him. Don't short circuit. I'll give God first place and you're going to stay proud and arrogant. Humble yourself. The Bible says, if you'll humble yourself, I'll lift you up. That's why first place seems to happen more often when you're hurt. Why? Because I'm already down. And God can work with folk like that. But when you're high and lifted up and all full of you, whoo, it's a job. It takes humility. Don't impress. Say that with me. I should what? Say it again. What's that mean? Be scared of Him? No. Reverent. Believe Him. Honor Him. Live for Him. Give for Him. Do for Him. Amen. First place. Number three. So it's going to take effort. It's going to take some humility. Ooh. I've said this many times. It's going to take some hate. What? You're supposed to hate? Yep. Well, the Bible says, don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. Look at this right here. Say that with me. Say it with me loud. The fear of the Lord is to what? Hate what? Keep reading. Pride, arrogance. See, stop right there. That's why it takes humility. Because all what's not humble is proud and arrogant. And God says that's something we should hate in our life. Keep reading. And the what? Evil way. And the what? Froward mouth. Do I hate? What's all that mean? Let's just unpack that just a smidgen. So hate evil. Hate evil. Hate evil. Hate pride. Hate pride. Hate that in your life. I ain't talking about hating it on somebody else. I'm talking about putting God first in your life. Lord, help me with my arrogance. Help me with my big head. Help with me thinking it's all about me. Help me, Lord. Talk to Him like that. If you want God first in your life. He'll open up your eyes to so many wonderful things that He's done and that others are doing. Hate corruption. Hate stubbornness. Say that with me. Hate what? Oh, they're so stubborn. I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about you. Hate it in you. That stubborn mouth. That froward mouth. That stubbornness. That's what keeps us from giving God first place. It's going to take some hate, guys. Yes or no? I'm not saying hate yourself. I'm saying really hone in and hate the things that's in your life that God hates. Yes or no? God does not hate you, but these are evil. And God says you have such a full life that you can live and serve and do and be happy. But these things are standing in the way. And you got to get them out of the way, man. And just a little patting them on the head ain't going to fly. So give God first place. God is holy. We're going to stop, Raj, just a minute. Just a couple of things. We're almost done with this message. I've been flying, believe it or not. It's going to take some effort to give God first place. It's going to take humility to give God first place, and it's going to take some hate. I know hate's a strong word, but it's in the Scriptures, and it needs to be there because we need to hate the evil way. Amen? Just think about it in your life, some things that are in your life right now that you should hate. I'm not saying hate you. No. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, but somewhere along the way, you got some suckers that are sucking on you or something. They've attached themselves to you, like them big fish. We'll see dolphins swimming, different things in the ocean, and even manatee, and there'll be them suckerfish on them. If you've never seen that, get outdoors. You'll see some of that stuff. But anyway, that's what happens in life. We get stuff on us that's sucking the life out of us. And we got to see that and say, I hate that thing on my back like that. And get it off of you. And the fear of the Lord is going to help you do that. Amen. Respecting Him. God wants you to succeed. He wants to bless you. So, why should I put God first? Let's close with this. Would you say them out loud with me, all that's on the screen? We're going to give you a reason to put God first today. Here they are. Would you say them with me? Here we go. Why should I put you first, God? Say it with me. Because God is holy. He's absolutely perfect. Say that one. Because God is omnipotent. He's all powerful. So, you know, you're absolutely perfect and you're all powerful, but I'm going to stay first. That's crazy. I'm nuts. Because God is what? He's omniscient. He's all knowing. He knows everything. But I'm going to keep being in charge of my life. And things are going to keep jumping out at me and just destroying me and hurting me. When I've got Him to watch over me and care for me if I seek Him. God is what? He's omnipresent. What does that mean? You are ever present, everywhere. Why wouldn't I put you first in my life if you're going before me and if you're behind me and if you're to my right and you're to my left? Why wouldn't I put my trust in Him? Say yes or no. Put Him first, man. Here's a big word. Say it with me. God is what? Immutable. What's that mean? God, you're consistent. You never change. I'm a nut. I can change like the weather. Why wouldn't I put you first so that I can have a constant in my life? Are you hearing me today? God is what? Eternal. He's free from time. I ain't got no time. He's got all the time. He's eternal. God is what? Infinite. There are no limitations on you. Are you seeing why He should be first? Yes or no? There's nobody close to Him. Why wouldn't you hook your wagon to Him? Amen. Say. God is self-existent. He's absolutely, say it with me, free from what? Dependence. Not dependent on anybody. Don't you want Him running the show, yes or no? Nobody can pull Him around. God is self what? Sufficient. He's free from what? He doesn't need anything. Wouldn't you want to be connected to Him? With your life, with your decisions. Trust Him. Give God first place. Mama was right. Mama was right when she looked at me on a Sunday morning. I was young. We didn't have much. But she'd take that offering. She was saying a whole lot more than what was in that envelope. She would look at me and say, God, she would say, Gary, you got to give His first. Little did I know that lesson that she taught me would take me through so many trials, so many problems I faced. And I would come out on the winning side every time. You're looking at a winner today. What do winners look like? Gary. God has blessed me. Do you understand? Why? Because even poorly as I've done many times, giving God respect in my life. And listen, guys, I don't do it well at times. That's how good He is. When you make the effort, even your flawed effort, He'll take you further than you've ever dreamed. Did you hear me today? Give God first place. Let's thank you for his word this morning. Amen. Come on, we're done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Boom. Amen. Let's get up on our feet because we have to. Amen. Come on. We're going to close our message. Don't leave. I like to be on communion day. I like to be the first one that walks out that door in front of you. And I never am like that. But today I like it so I can get out there and get us going. We got another crowd coming. I just want to simply lead you in prayer today with heads bowed for you to take the opportunity today to tell Jesus Christ that you believe in him, period. That you believe in him as your Lord and Savior. That he's the one that is worthy and deserving of your allegiance. But some of you today, if you died, you don't know you'd go to heaven. I'm telling you right now, there's only one way to heaven, Jesus. It doesn't matter what other people have said. All the other ways from Muhammad to Buddha to good works or whatever, they're so far, they're not second or third or fourth because there isn't any such thing. There's only one first place. It's Jesus. He's the author, say it with me, and he's the what? Finisher of our what? Faith. And he's sat down at the right hand of God the Father where he ever lives to make intercession for you and me. There's only one winner, one that finished the race for us. That was Jesus. You must put your faith in him today. You must do that. There is no other way. Call me narrow-minded. Good. I take that as a compliment. There's only one way to God the Father. That's Jesus. Just because you don't know it doesn't mean I don't know it. I know it. You need to know this. You need to put your faith in Christ. Not in a church, not in a preacher. You need to put your faith in Jesus today. All other roads are way dead ends. I don't want you to face a rude awakening one day. You wake up and you don't wake up in heaven. If you're ready to put God first in your life to save you today, I want to lead you in that prayer. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I can't make it to heaven on my own. Lord, I ask you to forgive me. And Lord, I know all other ways are dead ends. And I respect you enough to say it straight. They're dead ends. You're the way and the only way to God the Father. Jesus, you're the way. And so, Jesus, I come through you today. You said you stand at my heart's door and knock. If I'll open that door, you'll come into my life. So, Lord, today I'm opening my door to you. To you, Jesus. You're the only one that can walk through that door. Save me today, Lord, I pray. Save me today, Lord, I pray. I believe in you, Jesus. I don't understand it all, but best I know how, Jesus. I believe you're God's only Son. I believe you died on the cross, and I believe you rose from the dead to save me. And Jesus, I believe you love me. I believe you love me. I'm telling you, I respect you. I respect you. This is the beginning place for me, Lord, right here. You're God and I'm not. You're Savior and Lord, not me. I humble myself at your feet. I'm taking the effort. I'm taking the effort right now, Jesus, to tell you I believe in you. Save me today, I pray, Jesus. You said you would if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart. And so, Lord, today I'm telling you. And I'm believing way down deep, honestly. No games, Lord, today for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. This first Sunday in 2019. I give you credit for everything, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. How many with heads bowed would say, Pastor Gary, I said that prayer today with you.